This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are back here. It's Friday on the radio, and probably Friday when you're downloading this podcast as well. And I just want to say greetings to all of you, actually from all of us here in Central Florida, to all of you that have downloaded this podcast around the world. God bless you today on this Friday. Godspeed to you. May God be with you and bless the work of your hands. Matter of fact, let's pray. Lord God, we pray for all of these listeners around the world here today, me and my listening family here in Brevard County. We pray for those around the world that are hearing this here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings upon all of them. May they all have the Midas touch today. May all of their prayers be answered, everyone that they pray for, and that you would minister to all of those. Lord, we pray for those that are in the persecuted church. Lord, we pray you'd protect them and that you would walk with them in the fire here today. Help us all to hate our lives like the Lord Jesus said that we need to, instead of loving our lives. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Indeed, that's what we look at here when we read in Revelation chapter 12, which we just left off here on the radio. As many of you know that have been following along here on WGOD, we see that they did not love their lives unto the death. We're going to get to that. We left off looking at the two witnesses a couple weeks ago. Actually, last Friday, that's what we looked at. I wanted to wrap that up here today, and I want to invite you out to church this Sunday. My sermon is entitled The Doctrine of the Rapture, and there's so much personal opinion in a lot of the things that you see in here, and I promise you this is going to be what the Bible says about the doctrine, that is, what does the Bible teach about the second coming? And that's what we're going to look at this week. I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. That's what we're going to look at. Look for the podcast here, probably starting either Monday or Tuesday, right here on WGOD Radio. For those of you on the podcast, look for that podcast Sunday afternoon, The Doctrine of the Rapture. We're looking at two mysterious men here, is where we left off. An angel, I believe it's an angel, says, for I used to think it was God, but we see this is an angel speaking here. This is, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. 1,260 days, we know, is 3.5 years. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, they must be killed in this manner. Okay, the time is coming here on planet Earth. I believe this is the second half of the tribulation because the last trumpet is blown right after. And at the last trumpet, we read here that the mystery of God will be finished. At the last trumpet, we read the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, the saints. This happens at the end. Notice when the rewards of the saints come. It doesn't come during some magical 7 years in heaven while you're waiting for everyone else to come up to heaven, waiting for the tribulation? That's not what Jesus says. You can read it in three or four different places. Right here, Revelation 11:14, Revelation 22:12, behold, I'm coming quickly and my reward is with me. Matthew 16:27, it said he's coming with his angels and he will reward his servants, the saints, when he comes back. Also, Proverbs 11:31 says that the righteous will be recompensed here on planet Earth. So again, back to these two witnesses, the time is coming where these two guys are going to be preaching Christ for 3.5 years. Verse 7 says this. It says, verse 6, they have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. How long is that? 3.5 years. Are you saying, Esposito, that when these guys show up, it's not going to rain for 3.5 years? That's correct. According to the word of God, when these guys show up here on planet Earth, there will be no rain for 3.5 years. And not only that, there's an and here in this verse. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood. And there's another and, to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Imagine that. See, this is where I think, this is the moment where most of this world is going to take the mark of the beast. Satan's got everyone figured out. He says to God about Job, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. And we see that throughout time, where people will do anything to save their hide. Back in the Old Testament, people were boiling their children because of a severe drought. Now here, we got 3.5 years with no rain. This man's going to show up on the scene, proverbially driving a Zephyr Hills truck. And you can have all the water you want. All you got to do is one little thing, you see. One little thing. This is how this is going to play out. All you got to do is one little thing. You take a little mark right here on your hand, 666, or on your forehead, and then you can have all the water that you want. Then you can buy and sell just like it used to be, your leeks and onions, just like it used to be. All you got to do is pledge allegiance to me. In desperate times, people will do desperate things. Another reason why Jesus says those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will keep it unto life eternal. That's why, again, the Lord says, those who persevere to the end, I will not blot your name out of the book of life. All those who persevere to the end, I will grant you to sit with me on my throne. As I overcame and sat with my Heavenly Father on his throne. The promises to all of you, Overcomers Anonymous, that when you overcome, the Lord Jesus Christ himself promises you that you, my friend, think about it, on this Friday morning, you have the promise that once you overcome and persevere until the end, you will sit on Jesus' throne. Wrap your mind around that this morning. So this is what we see here with these guys. Verse 7, when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. The beast, we know, represents unholy Trinity. Antichrist is called the beast. The false prophet's called the beast. They're all part of this Satan imitating God. Satan marks his own, just like God marks his own. Revelation 7, we see him marking the seal on the foreheads of 144,000 Jews. You see God marking Cain, giving him a mark of protection so that no one would harm him. He imitates God with what he does. And now here, again, this beast, the beast comes out of the bottomless pit. So the beast is supernatural, just like the two witnesses are. They're not two regular guys. The text here, verse 4, it says, these are the two olive trees that stand before the God of all the earth. That is pointing back to Zechariah. What he's saying is these guys were alive back when Zechariah the prophet and Zerubbabel and Joshua were rebuilding the temple back in 450 BC. So when they finish their testimony, it's 3.5 years, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, that's Antichrist, will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city that spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Ah, now we know where this is. You got me first, Sodom, Egypt. But where our Lord was crucified, now we know. Now he's talking in plain English. That's Jerusalem. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not let their bodies be put in graves. This was one of the greatest atheist proof texts in all the Bible, that this, along with the 200 million man army that's going to cross over the river when there was only hardly 80 million people in the world. That was their proof the Bible wasn't true. And now here's another one. How can everyone in the world all see the same thing going on at the same time is how the logic went. My encouragement to you today, friend, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. What are you going through today? Let me encourage you to lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. God's been faithful in your life, friend. He will continue to be faithful. Just because you don't understand what's going on in your life doesn't mean God is not faithful. And he's not going to be faithful in your life, because he is faithful. He will. Just don't lean and count and trust on your own understanding. God's been faithful for you. Remember, he saved you on your worst day. God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. We're out of time. Again, I thank you for joining us here. You're listening to WGOD Radio. We will be back. I invite you out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday at 10:30, we're looking at the rapture. We're going to answer 4 questions. What is the rapture? Where is the rapture? When is the rapture? You know, there's an answer to that question. The Bible tells us when it is. And number 4, what happens if you miss the rapture? All that and more this Sunday morning at 10:30. Look for the podcast coming up Sunday and right here on the radio as well, probably on Monday. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.